Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Joining us this morning live is Mary Prusky with Save Our Buffalo Churches. We're talking about the Vatican decision to suspend the closure of St. John Canty Church on the east side of Buffalo. Mary, thanks for being with us once again this morning. I just want to start with getting word from the Vatican when you were notified. What was your reaction? Were you surprised or what was it?
Oh, we were not so much surprised, just joyous that St. John Canty is one of our parishes that joined the recourse movement late. They had missed the window to start an official one, so we worked with them in order to challenge the dates in the decree, and Rome has listened after they went through the list of everything St. John Canty presented. So it's a nice victory for them.
And St. John Canty is actually not the first, but the third local church in this diocese to get this, I guess, you know, opening for right, right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because they started behind the ball. And yes, it is our third one. And in addition to them, we still have some of our regular parishes that started recourse on time. And they, too, also got notices over the weekend that their decrees are suspended. So it's, you know, if we're looking for good news, folks, this is the good news. Maybe the Vatican took some time off in August, like a lot of Europe does, and they also have some new members on the dicastery for clergy. Whatever reason, all of a sudden we're getting flooded with new information and decrees from the dicastery. And it's all looking very good. So our hope and our prayers are strong.
Yeah, is this, do you think, something that signifies where the Vatican might rule or come down on some of these other churches? Or is this really a case-by-case type of thing?
I agree, Brian. It's a case-by-case thing. Canon law says that every merger and every recourse movement has to be specific to what's going on with that parish. But after our 30-some parishes have done their recourse documentation, they are accepting every single one of them. No one's been rejected for an investigation. One of the first things the dicastery is very concerned about and has already ruled on is if and when these parishes close, the patrimony money, the funds from selling, would be used in a way that the diocese will put it towards the settlement for the sexual crime victims. And they are saying, no, it has to stay with the people in the parish. So that part alone, we're getting that early indication that they've been clear on that. And I also believe that's something that Judge DeMonte also saw, that we have decrees and suspensions in hand. Folks, you have the word from your higher power. Use that. So it's nice to hear from the civil side that he says, you have what you need. It just has to be respected. And that's our concern. The diocese is looking the other way. They are not respecting what Rome has decreed, and the bishop is on his way to Rome sometime next month. So we'll see what comes of that.
You know, back to St. John Canty and these other churches that have this new opening now. They're going to be open. It's temporary, isn't it? I mean, what has to happen next?
Well, two things. First of all, they have to get reopened, which seems to be our most recent stumbling block. We have St. Jude the Apostle up in the North Towns. They've had their suspended decree now for a month or two, yet the diocese is lagging on letting them get masses scheduled and reopen those doors, as well as St. Mother Teresa Calcutta in Depew. So even though we have that in hand, the diocese is moving very slow to repatriate those masses. And yes, the suspensions are temporary, 90 days, or could be much longer until the dicastery makes their final decision through their investigation. And that we don't know how much longer that'll be. So we'll take every day, every week, and that's why we're holding on to what we have in hand right now.
The diocese must submit its proposal to the court by tomorrow, I believe is the deadline for this bankruptcy to go forward. I guess my question for you, and I think I probably asked the same, sorry, I've asked the same question every time you've joined us, is how do we reconcile all these different interests and still be able to move forward? How can churches stay open, the money stay where it is, the bankruptcy settlement still be paid, and the church be in a good position a year from now?
Yeah, wonderful question, and I wish I had that crystal ball for you. But I think what we have to focus on is how the diocese is going to address their moving out of bankruptcy plan. We don't believe they have enough money on hand from all the recent activities that they've done with removing money from the parishes. They probably have to turn now to those insurance carriers and say that they have to pay more. The other dioceses in New York State that have gone through this settled their claims basically with nearly all insurance company money. And for some reason, our diocese has put forward a lot of cash up front, or the alleged promise for a lot of cash up front, but now they're being caught that they can't come up with it. So they need to go back to the insurers and get more money there, just like Syracuse, Rochester, and Downstate also did. Then I believe people will stop being so angry with the leadership in the diocese, and they'll return to the churches because they know now these are friendly places to come to.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping us sort through this.
Oh, thank you for giving us a way to keep people informed with what's going on with all our efforts to keep the parishes that can't sustain themselves open.
Well, that's Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.